Chapter 17, Gateway. True understanding inevitably requires a knowledge of context. The proper way of understanding a beast in a zoo is a telling example. At the zoo, visitors may witness a great beast pacing behind the bars of its cage. They may observe and admire the creature, its amazing bone structure, and its magnificent coat. However, no matter how long visitors spend in front of that cage, they will never truly understand the beast. True understanding can only come from seeing the creature in its natural surroundings, and in turn, the ways in which its presence affects its environment. What is true of the mysterious beast in the zoo is also true of science. To fully understand science, it must be considered within the society in which it functions. Science is not conducted in a vacuum. It is embedded within a social fabric. And just as a flesh and blood beast influences and is influenced by its environment, so too do science and society mutually influence one another. Society, through ethical and economic constraints, exerts a powerful influence on what science accomplishes. At the same time, the results of science have profound and sometimes unexpected impacts on every human being on Earth. Therefore, to make sense of science-related issues, it is critical to recognize the bidirectional relationship between science and society.